Harper Audio presents Management, Revised Edition, by Peter F. Drucker, with Joseph A. Massarello. Read by Sam Chuchevis. Author's Note and Introduction read by Joseph A. Massarello. Peter F. Drucker was asked in early 1999, "What do you consider to be your most important contribution?" His answer? "That I early on, almost 60 years ago, realized that management has become the constitutive organ and function of the society of organizations. That management is not business management, though it first attained attention in business, but the governing organ of all institutions of modern society. That I established the study of management as a discipline in its own right, and that I focus this discipline on people and power, on values, structure, and constitution, and above all, on responsibilities. That is, focus the discipline of management on management as a truly liberal art." Peter F. Drucker, January 18, 1999. Source: The Drucker Institute, Claremont Graduate University, Claremont, California. Preface. What will future historians consider the most important event of the 20th century? The two world wars? The atomic bomb? The rise of Japan to be the first non-Western great economic power? The information revolution? The demographic revolutions that occurred in the 20th century. Revolutions which have profoundly changed the world's human landscape and which have no precedence. And I mean not only the quantitative change, the explosive growth of population in the 20th century, and the equally explosive extension of lifespans resulting in an aging population in all developed and in most emerging countries. Equally important, indeed perhaps more important, was the qualitative change. The unprecedented transformation of the workforce in all developed countries, from one largely doing unskilled manual work to one doing knowledge work. At the beginning of the 20th century, 90 out of every 100 people in the working population in every country were manual workers, farmers and their hired hands, domestic servants, factory workers, miners, construction workers. And life expectancies, and especially work life expectancies, were so low that a majority of working people were disabled well before they reached what was then the threshold of old age, that is, age 50. But while the life expectancy of the individual, and especially the individual knowledge worker, has risen beyond anything anybody could have foretold at the beginning of the 20th century, the life expectancy of the employing institution has been going down, and is likely to keep going down. Or rather, the number of years has been shrinking during which an employing institution, and especially a business enterprise, can expect to stay successful. This period was never very large. Historically, very few businesses were successful for as long as 30 years in a row. To be sure, not all businesses ceased to exist when they ceased to do well. But the ones that survived beyond 30 years usually entered into a long period of stagnation, and only rarely did they turn around again and once more become successful growth businesses. Thus, while the life expectancies and especially the working life expectancies of the individual, and especially of the knowledge worker, have been expanding very rapidly, the life expectancy of the employing organizations has actually been going down. And in a period of very rapid technological change, of increasing competition because of globalization, of tremendous innovation, the successful life expectancies of employing institutions are almost certain to continue to go down. More and more people, and especially knowledge workers, can therefore expect to outlive their employing organizations and to have to be prepared to develop new careers, new skills, new social identities, new relationships for the second half of their lives. And now, in all developed countries, the largest single group in the workforce is knowledge workers, rather than manual workers. At the beginning of the century, knowledge workers in any country, even the most highly developed one, were very scarce. I doubt that there was any country in which they exceeded 2 or 3% of the working population. Now, in the United States, they account for around 40% of the working population. By the year 2020, they will account for about the same proportion in Japan as well as in Western Europe.